Welcome to AtlantaFalcons.com with Jay Adams, Wes Durham. Time for our game preview. Week 2 on the banks of the Ohio River here at Paul Brown Stadium for the Falcons and Bengals. These two don't see each other very much, obviously, in the NFL schedule rotation. But Cincinnati's done some nice things here in the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, you really talk about a mirror image of this Falcons organization. You know, the Bengals have made great strides to become one of the model franchises in the NFL right now. And I think they've really done that. This is a team that I think a lot of people are underrating, but they might be the class of the AFC.
Interesting, too, because the North is kind of up for grabs, despite Baltimore's big win over Pittsburgh the other night. Cincinnati is considered still the front runner, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is a team that is just really loaded. You talk about that defensive front seven, but you also have some really good offensive weapons. You've got a good quarterback who's young. He's learning. This is just a really good team that I think could make some waves here in the next couple of years.
And Andy Dalton's now rich, too, as thanks in part to a new contract this past summer. Okay, what are we looking for here today? The one thing that strikes me is Terrence Newman played pretty well for 36 years of age last week in their win against the Ravens. Now, remember, it took a juggling catch by A.J. Green to offset 5 Mike Nugent field goals that was really the bulk of their scoring for most of the ball game. But Newman played very well at corner for a guy in his 12th year.
Yeah, and Matt's going to have he's going to have to deal with that. He's also going to have to deal with whatever that front seven is going to throw at him. You remember Jake Matthews not playing today. Gabe Kareemi likely stepping into that left tackle spot. He's had a week of work there, but he hasn't played that spot since 2011. So that's something to really keep an eye on, is how well that left side holds up. Now, you know, the weapons are there, certainly offensively. I think you've got some matchup issues there that I think you can exploit. But it's going to be one of those games where it's going to come down to one or two maybe little mistakes or big plays here or there.
You know, interesting, Jay, I think the two things I'm looking for today, the balance continuing in the run game, all 4 guys seeing the ball in the run game. And the second thing is third down defense by Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Atlanta's want to improve that, get off the field, get that offense back on the field, and I think they're going to really try to focus on doing that in this game. A lot of weapons out there for the Falcons to try and make things happen offensively, but you got to get them on the field. You got to get Matt Ryan and that offense on the field.
All right, you can follow Jay's course of the ball game online, of course, at AtlantaFalcons.com, and we'll have it for you on radio. Dave Archer, John Michaels join me for our coverage at 1 o'clock on 790 The Zone and 92.9 The Game.